Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Through the process at no cost to you.
To learn more from Frank, go to itrustfrank.com. That's itrustfrank.com. And don't forget to tune in every Friday morning at 8:05 for more real truth about real estate. Visit itrustfrank.com today.
Don't replace the carpets. Get a Zero Res clean and save. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
805 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 395, the crash in Landmark, clear to the shoulder. Delays back near the Beltway. In Alexandria, the crash, Telegraph Road at Rose Hill Drive. It looks like they're stopping traffic here in each direction. So that is going to put it outside of the Capitol Beltway, Telegraph and Rose Hill Drive for the crash. All right, one just overturned. We have rain heavy at times. We have wet pavement. So take it easy, even areas that don't have a delay. Now one overturned on its side here on the ICC. Maryland's on westbound 200 after 29. Stay to the far right to get by this. And I'm still watching it. Looks like additional fire rescue coming up to the scene. So on the ICC westbound side for the incident. Now eastbound, as you're coming around past New Hampshire Avenue and toward 29, your travel lanes are open and no delay through there. In White Oak, we're still bunched up each direction. The crash northbound on 29 Columbia Pike right after you merge on from New Hampshire Avenue. They still had only one lane getting by at last check. Southbound rubbernecking delays through that area. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloudy and cool for us here today with a chance of showers, especially this morning. High 51. Cloudy overnight with a slight chance for a shower, upper 40s. Better chance of showers both Saturday and Sunday. 60 tomorrow, low 70s Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 40 in Chantilly, 38 in Bethesda, 42 degrees in Washington. Nude photos could prove that the mayor of Nashville's extramarital affair happened on the clock. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning. This is Mornings on the Mall, live from CPAC this Friday morning, awaiting the President of the United States' arrival. But coming up this hour on Mornings on the Mall, we got Ajit Pai, the chairman of the FCC. Also, Grover Norquist will be joining us at 8:35 this morning. It's all ahead in a busy hour here. Mornings on the Mall. I'm Vince Colonnais with Mary Walter.
Good morning. Joining us right now, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, Fox News national security strategist, New York Times bestselling author of Defeating Jihad, and former deputy assistant to President Donald Trump, and most importantly, a friend to the morning show. Right?
An accomplished ballroom dancer. There's all these other things that he does, too.
Yes. Oh, thank you for joining us. It's always a pleasure to have you here. One of the big things we've been talking about this morning is obviously this issue with guns in schools. Mm-hmm. And we asked the listeners what they would like to see the president do. What do they think the president should do here? So I ask you, you know him, what do you want to see President Trump do?
I think his tweet from yesterday was spot on. There is no gun legislation that will prevent this attack happening again. Zero. Why? Because this is an individual who had 39 interactions with the police, who'd been suspended or expelled. Clearly there were mental health issues, and we have to fix the mental health portion of this problem. Unfortunately, since the 1970s, thanks to the left and one very unfortunate Supreme Court ruling, it is almost impossible to have somebody adjudicated as mentally unfit. Secondly, it is really impossible to have somebody institutionalized if they're a threat to themselves or others for more than 72 hours. That's why downtown Manhattan is full of homeless people who are in fact mentally challenged, who should be in a facility being helped, and that's why we have Aurora, Colorado, that's why we have Columbine, that's why we have Parkland. These kids need help. It's not about the guns, it's about mental health.
Right, so, but when you hear the president suggest, as he did yesterday, that maybe we should raise the age at which some guns can be purchased to 21, do you think that's the wrong direction?
Look, I don't know. I've always found it weird as a person who grew up in the UK to, you know, European parents, you know, the fact that you can fight for the country, but you can't drink until you're 21.
Yes.
There's a little weirdness here with you know, what the age of majority really is in the United States. I think that's not going to save children either.
Right.
Right? Focusing on the gun is wrong. People will use guns to commit crime.
Yes.
You're not going to legislate against that. Terrorists are going to use guns. How's legislation going to stop that? And how's legislation going to stop a mentally impaired individual? It's just not. Focus on the real issue. Do we want this to happen again? No. How do we stop it? Mental health reform. Bingo. That's it.
Now, this is not your first CPAC. You've been here for a while.
Yes.
This is your first?
No, it's not.
No. Okay. It's not your first CPAC. So you've kind of seen it change throughout the years. How has President Trump being in office changed the conservative movement, do you think?
I think it's revitalized it. I think there's an interesting thing going on because, you know, the talking heads on the right, the people who write the op-eds, are still struggling with this question of what is Trumpism.
Yes.
Right? We still haven't filled the ideological content of what it represents. But at the same time, that slight vacuum is filled by an incredible energy. Why? Because this man, I use the analogy of an ice-breaking ship. There was a permafrost across the body politic and culture in America, and it was called political correctness. It was locked in for 20 years, political correctness. Along comes this guy, an outsider, and he's an ice-breaking ship. And he just said, I'm going to crash through this ice and break it. Now we have a really exciting moment, because if you know your physics, if you know your meteorology, when an ice-breaking ship breaks through the ice, what happens? If you don't have a fleet behind it, if you don't have a flotilla to keep that passageway open, what happens? The ice re-knits behind it. So he's broken through political correctness, as only President Trump can. Now it's CPAC and the people who come here who have to give that, flesh out what it means to be a conservative right. in the 21st century. So it's exciting.
In some ways, in that analogy, sort of like everything that's beneath the ice, it feels like why everyone's spending all this time trying to define Trumpism is because he doesn't seem to be an ideologue on a bunch of key questions. And what it's done is it's forced, especially conservatives,
right.
to take an inventory of what they believe and why they believe it.
Yes. The weekend after the election, I was at David Horowitz's Restoration Weekend
yeah.
in Florida, and one of the speakers was Monica Crowley, and she's a friend, and she had the best description of the president. She said, everybody misunderstands who Donald Trump is because he's not an ideological candidate, he's an attitudinal one. He brought the concept of excellence. MAGA, Making America Great Again, is just a translation of what he did in the private sector. Whether he's building an office block in downtown Manhattan or a golf course in Scotland, yeah. it's about excellence. I'm going to be the best. He's translated that to America, right? It's an attitude of doing business. Now conservatives have to say, okay, what does that mean with regards to infrastructure, to health, to guns, to media? We have to fill out the policy behind it.
You know, one of the things when you were talking about the icebreaker and the ice re-knitting behind it, I don't sense the same excitement here this year as I did last year. Last year was a big celebration of President Trump. President Trump is coming, uh-huh. and there's almost, I sense kind of like an acceptance that the midterms are going to be a loss for the Republicans. And everybody's saying, well, you know, that happens when you have the president, the incumbent president. I don't sense the same excitement about the midterms, and that scares me because we have to be excited about the midterms because you have to hold those seats or else the president will get nothing done.
Look, there is a different energy here, but I'm not sure it's one of resignation. And to those who are very worried about the midterms based upon prior models such as incumbents, I have one word for them. Polling in America has gone the way of phrenology. It's a fake science. I mean, think about it. Everybody we're quoting now are the same people who said on November the 7th, Hillary has a 97% chance of winning because they're using models from prior elections. All their models were bust. They never predicted that former registered Democrat voters from the Steel Valley of Ohio, who've been Democrats all their lives and their grandparents were Democrats, voted for a billionaire from New York. York, the models are bust. So okay. I'm not going to take it for granted that, oh, well, he's an incumbent, therefore we're going to lose the House and the Senate.
Right.
Not true.
But unlike Trump, it's not really specifically about the personality for the party at large. It's really about the accomplishments, about the things that they've done.
Yes.
Can the Republican Party successfully sell those accomplishments this year? Will that be possible?
Okay. So here's the real question, and I've said this before and I'll say it again. The GOP needs to understand that Donald J. Trump was only accidentally the GOP candidate for president. It's an accident, right? He didn't owe them anything. He wasn't part of the GOP. He was the antithesis of the swamp writ large, left and right. So the GOP has to understand he won despite them, and they have to hitch their wagon to his success. Because just look at the economy. It's stunning. I'm a national security guy. I'm ecstatic about ISIS being crushed, NATO revitalized, a serious attitude towards China. But guess what? Even Ronald Reagan, the question is pocketbooks. It's always pocketbooks in America. And when that tax refund comes in, when those $1,000, you know, the crumbs or the $1,000 bonuses comes down, that's how the president and the GOP are going to be judged. What's the DNC's message? Are they going to say, we don't want more safety and we don't want more prosperity?
It's true. Their message.
What's their message? Their message is one thing, impeachment. And most Americans are going to look at that and say, you know what? I actually made my car payment on time this month because of that $1,000 bonus I got from that company. That said, it's because of the president's tax policies.
That's
so
right.
What are Democrats going to vote on?
Well, we're going to talk a lot more about this issue throughout the year as the midterms approach, and we'll talk to you about that.
I'd love it.
Sebastian Gorka, thank you for joining us here at CPAC.
My pleasure.
Enjoy your adoring fans as you walk through.
Selfie time.
Walk through National Harbor.
He has an entourage. He literally has an entourage of people who are just following him.
Yeah, that's right. 8:15 now. WMAL traffic weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, guys, on our Friday morning commute, the rain and drizzle definitely takes away some of our Friday light. We have heavy volume coming south on 270 out of Clarksburg, Gaithersburg, and Rockville, still below speed in Urbana as well. Now on the ICC, that's Maryland's Intercounty Connector, have a crash involves one that's overturned. So if you're coming out of Fairland, watch for this activity. It's going to be westbound on Maryland Route 200 after 29 with delays. Definitely growing here. Stay to the far right. Now, if you're coming out of Fairland and you're sticking with 29, we're pretty much getting back to our normal commute through White Oak and down toward Four Corners. Earlier had some major rubbernecking delays, still with the crash cleanup on the northbound side of 29 in White Oak near New Hampshire Avenue. So that's a scoop there. Let's get you across the American Legion Bridge now with a little bit of volume each direction, but that's it. I don't have anything reported there. Rose Hill Drive and Telegraph Road in the intersection for the crash, and inbound Suitland Parkway near Stanton Road crash reported. Now from Garage Storerepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
What? All right. Let's see. I'll tell you what's going on here today. Showers early, then cloudy in the afternoon, a high of 51 degrees. Tonight, cloudy skies, slight chance of a rain shower, and a low of 48. Tomorrow, considerable cloudiness with occasional rain showers, a high around 60 degrees. And then on Sunday, we'll get some more showers, highs in the low 70s, and lows in the upper 40s. Currently in the nation's capital, 42 degrees, 8:17 on WMAL.
Retirement is all about income. Learn strategies to create it on the Savvy Investor Radio. Sundays at 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. on WMAL.
All right, joining us now, the chairman of the FCC, Ajit Pai. Ajit, good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Really nice to have you here. So you're speaking at CPAC later today, where we are right now. Tell us, what will be the contents of that speech?
Well, in broad strokes, I'm going to be talking about why I'm a conservative, some of the things that we have done over the last year at the FCC to promote good conservative values, and then finally making a couple of comments about the political culture that we've got. It's increasingly poisonous, and I'd like to return it to a better focus on the facts and that sort of thing. But I'm really excited to share our message with the crowd and to see what they're talking about.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you're in a good position to talk about sort of the toxicity of the environment, because as you were kind of going after net neutrality and the changes that you went through this year at the FCC, your family was personally gone after. You had some signs posted outside your home with your children's names on them. And then we saw this week the spokeswoman for the NRA, Dana Lash, saying that as she left the stage, people were yelling, burn her. They were accusing the NRA of being murderers. This feels like a very fraught moment in political discourse in the country.
And it's unfortunate. I really hope that at least when it comes to telecom and tech policy, which is my bailiwick, that we would be able to disagree civilly. But increasingly, it seems like people on one side seem to think, well, if you disagree with me, you've got to be evil, and we're going to take it out on you, and not just you, but your family and anyone you're associated with. And to me, at least, that's the last thing we need in America. It's just, it's not that far between civil discourse that we used to have and a banana republic, and I certainly don't want to go make that transition.
Chairman Pai, I also want to ask you about sort of the way that speech is being regulated in the United States. And when I say that, I'm not talking about a government level. I mean by some of the big tech companies, the Googles, the Facebooks, the Twitters. And when people communicate with one another, they often think that the vehicles through which they communicate are going to be content neutral, that they'll be able to have those conversations with each other. Except these giant companies in California, in Silicon Valley, have incredible power over whether or not the things that we say online even get to our friends, our family members, and the people that we connect with on the internet. Does this concern you, and is this anything that the FCC will ever take up as a consideration for regulation?
Well, I talked about this during the net neutrality debate. One of the great ironies is that these so-called advocates for net neutrality in Silicon Valley who demand that the FCC, the government writ large, regulate the internet in order to prevent certain gatekeepers from determining what people see and how they speak online, they themselves are engaging in some of this same viewpoint-based discrimination. And I use Twitter as an example. I mean, they clearly have a viewpoint, and they use that viewpoint to discriminate against views that they don't agree with. And to me, at least, as you pointed out in your question, the First Amendment is not just the core value, the core principle of free speech, but it's also a cultural value that I think we need to fight to uphold. And my hope is that everybody would embrace that marketplace of ideas that has long characterized the public square.
But does the government have a role in this? Does the FCC have a role in that?
You know, I'm not sure that we do. I have to be a consistent free markets, First Amendment regulator on that front. But one of the things I do have is a bully pulpit, and I'll keep talking about it.
Yep.
Because I think it's important for people to identify the importance of free speech on all platforms.
You're the chair today of a panel on how the FCC is paving the way for innovation. And you just filed the... with FCC, you filed your repeal of net neutrality in the Federal Register yesterday morning. Is that part of the FCC leading the way in innovation, and how?
It is. So basically, we are trying to deregulate the marketplace and to give entrepreneurs and innovators the tools they need, the regulatory certainty they need to be able to do what they do best. Under the previous administration, the philosophy was that the government knows best, that entrepreneurs will have to come on bended knee and ask, is this business plan okay? Where should we direct our investments? That's exactly the wrong thing to do. And so by getting rid of these heavy-handed net neutrality rules, we are going to allow the private sector to continue to invest in infrastructure here in the United States. We are also focusing on innovation. Recently, we approved SpaceX's application for delivering internet access through satellites that are launched into orbit. For us, at least, the free market, not government regulators here in Washington, is the best way to ensure that consumers benefit in the online world.
And so when will we see net neutrality officially repealed? When will we start functioning without it?
So it's a long process that we essentially have to go to the Office of Management and Budget, and they have to approve a certain of our regulations. And that process, so for some reason, takes a couple of months. But after that is done, then we will announce it, and then it will officially be effective.
Wow, typical government. Everything takes a
and
while.
That, well, that's apparently when the world ends, too.
Oh, well.
Right?
It's good to see.
That's apparently...
And this is the other point I've made, too, is that when we made the decision on December 14th, you saw all these news networks, the end of the internet as we know it, or your online experience is about to be destroyed. I think that kind of Chicken Little commentary doesn't serve the American people very well. Because I think a lot of people were understandably freaked out if you have the news networks telling you, well, the internet's about to be over. But as time has gone on, people have recognized, things are still working, everything's fine. So I think it's just a lot of fear-mongering.
Well, if it does get destroyed, we'll check back in with you then. Ajit Pai, thank you very much. The chairman of the FCC, really enjoy having you here. And also, you'll be at CPAC today. If you're at CPAC, you'll see him. Thank you, sir.
Thanks.
823 now on WMAL.
Decision makers. Let WMAL help take your business to the next level. Don't wait. Get your message in front of Washington's most affluent, well-educated, and extremely loyal listening audience. To advertise with WMAL, visit WMAL.com/advertise. Nothing in the market offers better ROI. So connect with us and let's grow your business.
This is Larry O'Connor. Visit WMAL.com/advertise to partner with WMAL.
Different people need to get around differently. That's why we created Free to Ride, for people just like you, or the ones you love and care for. Whether you need a ride to the doctor or pharmacy, need to get to school or the office, or just like to pick up some coffee and enjoy a day out and about, Reach a Ride has the transportation information that'll get you there. You can reach a ride at reachyouride.org. Easily find transportation choices for D.C., Maryland, and Northern Virginia. Have specific needs or need a little extra help? No worries. Reach a Ride can tell you about options in public transportation, curb-to-curb service, private or wheelchair-accessible taxi, and more. Get where you want to with Reach a Ride. Relax and ride with a click or call. Visit reachyouride.org or call 1-855-REACH-A-RIDE or 1-855-732-2427 from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. Estamos en español también. reachyouride.org.
8:25 now, traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
295, unfortunately, another incident. We've been really busy this morning. So DC 295 going north, Kenilworth Avenue, before you get up to the split to either commit to go 50 or onto the BW Parkway. That's where we have a northbound crash. So northbound delays just north of the 11th Street Bridge. So I want you to be prepared because you're up at speed passing the exit for the bridge there. Now southbound with the morning flow, the commute slow as normal, out of Cheverly mostly on 50. BW Parkway just slows on the approach, and then it takes you bound past East Capitol Street. Suitland Parkway inbound at Stanton Road for the crash. Maryland, here's what's happening on the ICC. That's the Intercounty Connector. Crash. Looks like everything clear to the shoulder. It might crowd that left lane just a bit, but they're just about getting everything reopened here. Westbound, Route 200, west of 29, so heading out of Fairland. You still have delays, but improvement up ahead. South on 29 slows through White Oak down toward Four Corners. Still crash cleanup on the northbound side of Columbia Pike at New Hampshire Avenue, White Oak. And traffic update is now sponsored by Page Publishing. Have you written a book? Well, learn how to get it published and potentially sold online and at bookstores. Call Page Publishing now for your free book publishing kit. 800-470-4833. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Scattered mainly morning showers for us here today. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies. High 51. Upper 40s tonight. Warmer for the weekend. Cloudy with scattered showers Saturday around 60. More showers and low 70s Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 42 degrees, 826 on WMAL.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. By now, you've probably heard our commercial for our winter roofing sale. It's our slowest time of the year, and we've got to keep our installers busy. What does that mean for you? You get a fantastic deal on roofing. 50% off all roofing materials, and no interest, no payments until 2019. Robin from Alexandria said, I knew I needed a new roof, but I kept putting it off. At this price, with 0% interest, it was a deal I couldn't pass up. We've installed over 30,000 roofs for homeowners in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia. Our master technicians use only the best materials, and every roof comes with a lifetime warranty. Our winter roofing sale ends February 28th. Call New Look Home Design at 1-800-279-5300. That's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. 50% off roofing materials and no interest, no payments till 2019.
Let's talk about your business for a minute. Think about all the things you're doing to attract the best talent. Between the networking events and referral bonuses, you're probably spending plenty of time and money to find the right people. But what if it was your office that attracted employees? Today's workforce is mobile and active, and they want an office designed around the way they work. And Varidesk makes it easy. Varidesk standing desk solutions help you create an active workspace where employees can stand and move, so they're happier, healthier, and more productive. Our full line of active office products are constructed with commercial-grade materials and require little to no assembly, so they're easy to set up and move. Companies of any size can have a Varidesk active workspace. Ordering is simple, shipping is free, and our 30-day guarantee means if you don't love it, we'll pick it up for free. Learn more about Varidesk Active Workspace Solutions at varidesk.com/radio. That's varidesk.com/radio.
Did you know it's National Time Management Month? Well, here's a great tip for managing your time. Wherever you're driving, don't park. Spot Hero. With Spot Hero, you can literally save hours by not wasting time searching for a parking spot. And you'll get an incredible price. Just search and choose from tons of options near your destination and pay using the app to reserve your spot. Then head straight there. No more running late. Plus, take $10 off your first spot with promo code FAST. That's promo code FAST.
This week on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxell.
It's easy to be whimsical when you're in your 30s and 40s and maybe even early 50s when there's uncertainty because it doesn't really apply to you in a real tangible way. But man, I'll tell you what, if you have $500,000 and you're 2 years away from retirement, now the uncertainty matters.
Catch Winter at a new time, Saturdays at noon here on WMAL or online at wintertroxell.com.
The Zero Res Carpet Cleaning Sale is on now. Get three rooms of carpets clean for just $147, plus a hallway clean for free. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
All right, coming up on WMAL, the tax man is here, and that one does not get booed at CPAC. It's Grover Norquist. He'll be joining us in just moments on Mornings on the Mall. Straight ahead on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cabinet Discounters. An armed school resource officer waited outside the building last week as a gunman was inside killing 17 people in a Florida high school. The Broward County Sheriff saw the video.
What I saw was a deputy arrive, and he never went in.
The only armed police officer stationed at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School resigned amid revelations that he waited outside as the massacre unfolded. Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel telling reporters that surveillance video shows the deputy Scott Peterson taking a position outside the building for 4 minutes as gunshots rang out but failed in his duty to stop the attacker.
Devastated, sick to my stomach. There are no words.
Correspondent Rosa Flores reporting. The Fairfax County School Board is calling on state and federal lawmakers to strengthen the nation's gun laws. Board member Elizabeth Schultz voted for the resolution, but also says the discussion about school safety needs to be wider than just about gun control.
Everything needs to be on the table, and everyone needs to be at the table.
The resolution passed last night does not suggest any specific steps. It'll be a much shorter and more modest funeral today for a fallen Prince George's County police officer than most such funerals are. Police Corporal Mujahid Ramzadin will be laid to rest this afternoon. A college football player from Howard County who was paralyzed in a shooting at a party last month has now died. 19-year-old Lawrence Aaron III of Columbia was shot during a New Year's Eve party in Severn. Aaron was a freshman at Marshall University. The Maryland House has voted to increase the penalties for drivers caught speeding three times or more in highway work zones. Currently, a speed camera ticket costs a driver $40, but this legislation would double that to $80 for third and subsequent offenders. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 24,962, the NASDAQ at 72.10. Sports sponsored by Lidl. The Wizards win, the Caps lose, the Maryland women lose, and exhibition baseball gets underway today as the Nationals take on the Astros, the Orioles meet the Rays. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Shop Lidl for certified, sustainable, and responsibly sourced seafood. Now 30% off. Through Thursday, Chilean salmon is only $5.49 per pound. Two-pack Norwegian salmon fillets are $4.49 each. Try high-quality groceries at delightfully low prices. Lidl, rethink grocery.
This is Elaine Mick, owner of Cabinet Discounters. For years, I've been proudly telling people about the quality products we offer and about the talented and experienced designers at Cabinet Discounters who are ready to help you create that dream kitchen, bath, family room, or home office. But this time, I'd like you to hear what one of our customers has to say.
When I first heard of Cabinet Discounters, just the name itself kind of implied to me that they would look
discounted. But once I walked into the showroom, I was really impressed with the selection and the quality of the cabinets. Working with Cabinet Discounters was very easy. In fact, I've used them again because I knew I could count on them to provide quality work.
Get a free consultation with an experienced designer. Call 1-800-THE-DREAM or visit CabinetDiscounters.com. That's CabinetDiscounters.com.
Are you missing teeth? Maybe they're damaged. You know, that can keep you obviously from eating the foods you love. It affects your job. It affects your relationships. Every aspect of your life. Hey, this is Vince Colonnais. Do what I did and trust your smile to Dr. Ruparelia and the Cascade Center for Dental Health in Sterling. You know, it doesn't really matter how long it's been since you've seen a dentist. The Cascade Center for Dental Health's excellent staff creates a warm, no criticism, no judgment environment. What sets Cascades apart? Experience. The surgeons at the Cascade Center are first class when it comes to the most complex of dental cases. In fact, Dr. Ruparelia is one of the most highly trained and experienced full-mouth dental implant surgeons in the D.C. area. Why would you go anywhere else? Cascades can perform your procedure in one office with one doctor, in many cases in just one day, saving you both time and money. You owe it to yourself to see Cascades' many success stories at CascadesDental.com. Call 866-25-SLEEP. That's 866-25-SLEEP.
At MGM National Harbor, we've made free money a reality with cold hard cash. Have you gotten yours? Spring is coming, and our grand prize of $100,000 in cash will be awarded March 2nd. With 2 weeks left to enter, just swipe your M Life Rewards card and you're in. Free to play every day for prizes and entry. MGM National Harbor. Daily play, daily win.
Visit mgmnationalharbor.com/promo for complete rules. Person must be 21. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you heard Retirement Key Radio with Abe and Shelley Abish?
You know, really what it takes is just making your finances and your retirement a priority.
If you wait too long, it can impact the end result.
Because this hard work that we've done over the course of our lives to save and invest as much as we can and grow our monies as much as we can all leads to one thing in retirement, and it's all about income.
Join them Saturday afternoon at 4 here on WMAL and visit retirementkeyradio.com.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland on 29, better news. Delays as you approach the White Oak area, but the crash northbound 29 Columbia Pike at New Hampshire Avenue. That's now out of the travel lanes and quickly on the improve. Same with the southbound side. We had a lot of rubbernecking delays, but now, just as you approach White Oak and down toward Four Corners, have the stop and go. With the rain and drizzle, we definitely have the rush hour. We've had a number of accidents, so take it easy. The car that overturned on the Intercounty Connector, everything now confined to the shoulder. So lanes open, westbound, Maryland 200 after 29. So that pace, too, getting better if you're sticking with it just off of 29 with lanes, again, reopen. On 95, just the merge slow onto each loop of the Beltway to the Wilson Bridge. We're back near 210. Suitland Parkway inbound near Stanton Road. That's where we had the crash. Hang on, Virginia. If you heard me talk about the crash in Landmark, that's been cleared for some time. And just the volume through that stretch. And again, Pentagon across the 14th Street Bridge span. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Scattered mainly morning showers for us here today. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies. High 51. Upper 40s tonight. Warmer for the weekend. Cloudy with scattered showers Saturday around 60. More showers and low 70s Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 42 in Dumfries, 38 in Rockville, 42 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. Well, good morning. Listen to Mornings on the Mall. We're here live at CPAC. Vince Colonnais alongside Mary Walter, and also alongside this morning, the head of Americans for Tax Reform, Grover Norquist, joining us now. Grover, good morning, sir.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
As you're wandering around here and talking to people, and, you know, taxes on the mind of so many people who are here, in no small part because the President of the United States and the Republican Congress got a tax cut through. What, you know, did this live up to your expectations? Has it exceeded it? Has it failed to meet it? Where are you on this?
Well, it exceeded my expectations. It has not exceeded my hopes. There will be future tax
cuts.
But you think more will come from this president?
Yes. And we've had a $30 billion tax cut a couple weeks ago since the big tax cut that was pushing off and delaying some of the Obamacare taxes that haven't yet come in. $30 billion is not bad for an unnoticed tax cut.
That's right.
Number two. This tax cut did things that people have not yet focused on. Everyone knows that it took the business rate from 35%, highest, worst in the world, down to 21%. We were at 35 for years. Socialist China was at 25. We're at 35. The socialists have lower taxes than we do. This is nuts. And the European average is in the mid-20s. So we're now competitive with the rest of the world. And you're starting to see Europeans and even the European Union and the United Nations have all commented, capital flows are changing. It used to flow out of the United States and around. This money is now flowing into the United States because it's less expensive to invest in the United States. We have full business expensing instead of long depreciation schedules. So to build a plane, a car, a truck, a computer, to buy that for your company, if you're American Airlines, they're buying lots of planes because it's less expensive because you depreciate them. So it's less expensive to buy them. It's more profitable to make a dollar. Money's flowing into the United States, and that's what's going to be raising over the next couple of years.
In all of your years of watching tax policy, how consequential is this piece of legislation, Trump's tax reform, in terms of getting closer to your vision of where we should be as a country?
It changes everything. Taking the rate down and making us competitive ended all those inversions, which were costing us hundreds of companies that were leaving the country. That stopped.
Right.
That stopped. I talked to a Swiss bank that said people are going to be moving to the United States rather than leaving the United States as a result of that. You also saw that for the first time we started treating small businesses with some respect. And instead of taxing them as if they were very rich football players, we recognize you're not one person, you're many people, but paying on the personal rates. And we took that down 20%. That needs to come down more. But we began the process of saying to small businesses, we don't mean to be punishing you. We want you to be successful, as we do with General Motors and big companies. That's huge.
Now, the other side of that, though, is tariffs, because we do bring in products from other parts of the country. The EU just had a meeting this week, and they announced that if there are tariffs, if President Trump goes through with his tariffs, especially on steel and aluminum imports, that they are in turn going to start placing tariffs on our goods. And the first two they announced that they're going to place tariffs on are Jack Daniels and Harley-Davidson.
That's a show. Come on, that has to be a show.
But they said if you start it, we're gonna return. So how does
they're
that
also going to tax apple pie and baseball. That's
well, they chose those purposely, obviously.
At one point, the Europeans do not deserve Jack Daniels or Harley's.
And I'm sure the people who work for Jack Daniels feel differently.
ought not to be allowed to have them. That said, tariffs are taxes. In the United States, President Monroe, ended all taxation other than tariffs when he was in office. And for 50 years, from Monroe until Lincoln, Civil War, there were no taxes. The government didn't make any money except tariffs and selling off federal land. So for 50 years, we didn't have an income tax, we didn't have excise taxes, no tax on beer, no tax on whiskey or motorcycles. I am not a fan of tariffs. Tariffs are taxes on American consumers. They are not taxes on French people. They're not taxes on Chinese people. They're taxes on Americans. It raises the price of us buying it. So I'm all in favor of fighting for more open trade, for disciplining other countries that cheat on trade agreements. But tariffs is shooting yourself in the foot. It's not shooting the other guy in the foot, shooting yourself in the foot. So I hope we don't go down that road. And the Europeans are equally stupid if they think it punishes us by raising tariffs on them.
But what about countries that do tariff our products coming into their countries and we don't tariff theirs?
I just think we need to figure out how to put pressure on them that doesn't damage American consumers.
Okay.
So is the president wrong to jump out of the TPP? Was the president wrong to renegotiate NAFTA? Would you rather him be in more multilateral free trade agreements?
Well, I'm in favor of, as the president is, more open and free trade. His objection to some of these trade agreements is there are things that were put in there that aren't free trade, and some agreements were made because we wanted the other team to like us, and we were trying to be nice to the world.
Right.
And certainly after World War II, we did the rest of the world a lot of favors to get them off the ground. Okay, that's fine, but they're, you know, Germany's not flat on its back anymore. Japan's not flat on its back. And where we used to turn a blind eye to their not letting us sell them chickens or tobacco or these other products, we need to say, guys, we really need to have a more mature, even-handed relationship. And, of course, the challenge is, how do you do that without making trade problems worse? It's not easy to do, or we'd have done it.
Yeah, absolutely. This idea of Democrats running in opposition to tax cuts.
I love it.
So that's something you want to see. Can we look forward to any further tax cuts or any kind of cut in spending? Do you think that we're going to see either one of those two things?
The answer is you'll see both. The question is you may see some this spring, or it may take another election. And then ultimately on spending, people like to focus on things they know, small spending, foreign aid and stuff like that, which needs to be reduced and reformed. But there's just not that much cash there. To take our deficits down, to end the unfunded liabilities that are simply future debt. Okay?
Yeah.
If you don't do something, unfunded liabilities turn into tomorrow's debt. We need to reform entitlements, and that's welfare, and that's Medicaid, and that's food stamps, and at some point it's Medicare and Social Security, but the president said those are off the table. You can save trillions by taking Medicaid, which is welfare, mm-hmm. for healthcare welfare, and block grant it to the states.
Well, we're going to have more with Governor Orcas, because I want to ask you whether or not you think there are fiscal conservatives in Congress among our lawmakers, and you're also still on the board of the NRA, right?
Absolutely.
So I want to ask you about some of this, too, about the gun conversation we're having this week. All ahead here on WMAL. It's 8:44 now.
It takes a whole lot more effort to get something started in your life than it does to keep it moving.
The Del Walmsley Show has moved thousands of radio listeners closer to a great life. Listen Sundays at 2 p.m. on WMAL.
Have you tried to hire someone lately? It's hard. You post a job board, hope you'll find the right person for your job, but think about it. How often do you check those job boards? For most people, it's a pretty occasional thing. But there is a place where people go daily to grow professionally and explore job opportunities. In fact, 70% of the U.S. workforce is there. It's LinkedIn. You already know LinkedIn is the world's largest professional network. Well, it's also a better way to find great talent. Just ask any of the hundreds of thousands of businesses who have posted to LinkedIn jobs over the past year. Trust me, stop throwing out resumes, crossing them out. All that can end because LinkedIn considers skills, experiences, location, and more to match and promote your job to potential candidates. Businesses rate LinkedIn jobs 40% higher than job boards at delivering quality candidates. 22 million professionals view and apply to jobs on LinkedIn every week in every industry, including yours and mine. Don't settle for posting and hoping the right person's going to find your role and apply. Instead, go to LinkedIn.com/WMAL and get a $50 credit towards your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/WMAL for your $50 credit today. Terms and conditions apply. 8:45 now. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Vince. Yes, it's Friday, but this wet, soggy commute keeps us below speed in a lot of areas. The ICC, though, if you heard me talk about the crash, it's cleared to the shoulder. You can now use the ICC. Leaving Fairland and heading west of 29, no longer any delays. So that's good news. Now, 270, Clarksburg, Germantown, Gaithersburg, just really can't get up to speed. It's just the volume there. Again, into Rockville. 66, haven't had any issues this morning other than the delay, still pushing slowly. Out of Manassas, Centerville, and Fair Oaks, 395 at Landmark. That crash has been cleared. Now delays over the 14th Street Bridge. And, hang on, DC 295 coming south. A slow merge out of Chevrolet and Riverdale off of 50 and the B-Dub to the crash after Benning Road. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, let's check the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloudy and cool today with mainly morning showers, high 51, upper 40s tonight, more showers and warmer temperatures for the weekend. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
42 degrees in the nation's capital, 8:47 on WMAL. We've got Grover Norquist here. I was asking you, Grover, you've got great ideas for taxes, but are there any fiscal conservatives left who want to advance them, especially on entitlement reform?
Yes, we have consensus in the Republican House. They have four or five times voted for budgets that reform each of these entitlements. Now, the Senate hasn't been able to go along with it. What we need there is 51 votes and reconciliation. There is an effort right now, the White House, the Senate, the House, and some outside groups that is working to get block granting of Medicaid and Obamacare this year. This year. If they get to 51 votes in the Senate, then it happens. The House, which has voted for it before, repeatedly, they would cheerfully do it. They're not going to go pass something and the Senate, you know, walks around. The Senate passes something, they'll get it. This is how we got the abolition of those Obamacare taxes, the mandates that force you to buy Obamacare. They weren't going to do that. If you asked leadership in 7 months ago, 5 months ago, they'd have said, no, we're not going to do it, meaning we don't have the votes. But Ted Cruz and Lankford and several other senators went out. They got the votes. They came to leadership. They said, we have the votes. They said, done. Let's do it. So you may see, I hope we'll see, in the next 2 to 3 months, a vote like the Graham legislation on Medicare and Obamacare, block granting it, saving a lot of money, getting rid of a lot of the nonsense in Medicare that's bankrupting states. I think there are 51 votes for that, and then that would happen this spring.
And that would allow states then, if they wanted to, for instance, require work requirements
or social security numbers
along those lines,
or double checking to see how many different accounts you're on. Just as we gave states more leeway on welfare when Clinton signed the law,
yes,
and we saved a lot of money, Obama undid a lot of the welfare reforms under Clinton. We need to reestablish those. And the Speaker of the House, Ryan, has been talking about focusing on welfare as well for just that reason.
Yeah, I want to ask you real quickly about guns. Earlier this week, the spokeswoman for the NRA, of which you're a board member on the NRA, Dana Lash, went to a CNN town hall in which it seemed like it was it's just an entirely dedicated gun control event. What did you make of that this week and sort of how the NRA's...
Yeah, I serve on the board of the NRA for 16, 17 years now, but I'm not a spokesman for them. I can speak for myself as a gun owner and supporter of the Second Amendment. Remember Laetro, which people used to offer to people whose children had cancer? It didn't do anything. It was really taking advantage of them. It was a false hope. Gun control is like Laetro. It is something that people trot out, and it's a cruel and false hope. When you look at every time there's one of these shootings, somebody says, we should go steal everyone's guns. We should have gun control. And then what they want to do wouldn't have stopped the shooting, wouldn't have helped at all. But there's this, we must do something. I understand we must do something as a impulse. I don't understand any honest person in the press considering that to be a logical conversation. Must do something. What? Oh, it doesn't matter. Something. Government lurches around every time there's a problem. They want to throw money at it. They forget to ask the question, would this solve any problem, or does this just make you feel better about yourself at everybody else's expense? So there is something that can be done that the NRA has long supported.
Yes.
They make sure that everybody who's been adjudicated by a judge to be a danger to themselves or society, that those names be on the NICS, the National Instant Check System.
Right.
And that would be very helpful. The reason that isn't there is because the Democrats didn't want it in the 90s, not the Republicans. The NRA was for it. The NRA remains for it. I certainly support it. But that loophole is a Democrat, Ted Kennedy-inspired loophole.
All right, Grover Norquist, the head of Americans for Tax Reform, thank you for joining us here.
Thank you.
Live at CPAC on Mornings on the Mall. It's 8:51 here on WML.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Are you the kind of person who always tries to do your best? Or do you feel the overwhelming need to be perfect? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Perfection, by definition, is an impossible goal. And that's the first thing to say. So says a man who would know, Thomas Curran, a social psychologist from the UK whose niche area of expertise is perfectionism. Curran is the author of a new study that found the drive to be perfect in body, mind, and career has risen in recent years. He says it's not just the result of parents pushing their children harder than ever, but rather a larger shift in ideology at a societal level. The caveat is that pursuing perfection doesn't always propel you to greatness. Instead, it can have a detrimental effect on your mental health. Curran's advice, don't be afraid to fail. Doing your best is not only good enough, it can be better than perfect. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
The March of Dimes and HCA Healthcare are committed to the best possible start for every baby. I'm Amy Casseri, Vice President of HCA Women and Children's Services, where we have the honor of delivering over 200,000 babies a year. We partner with the March of Dimes on research and fundraising to help build a brighter future for babies everywhere. So march with us on one of the many HCA teams assembled nationwide. Learn more at marchforbabies.org/HCA.
In a world of salt and ketchup, Taco Bell shakes up the game, only to expose a web of fries.
Fries seasoned in Mexican spices dipped in warm nacho cheese sauce.
They don't want these coming out.
Who's they?
The burger people. They!
Starring Nacho Fries in a performance that has critics craving. It'll change the way you look at fries, exclaims the Hollywood Reporter. $1 Nacho Fries, now serving at a Taco Bell near you.
At participating locations for a limited time, prices may vary, tax extra.
Hello, beautiful. I'm Amy Arrett, founder of Madison Reed, a hair color company I named after my daughter. One of the things I value most in life is time. Time to spend with my daughter, time to spend with family, and the time I put into my company that's reinventing the way women color their hair. The busiest, most successful women I know use Madison Reed, the amazing hair color hack. In under an hour and for less than $25, Madison Reed delivers gorgeous, shiny, multi-dimensional, healthy-looking hair with an ammonia-free formula. You'll look like you just came from a salon, but the reality is you have more me time to do what you love. Things get busy. Let us take care of you and your hair. Find your perfect shade at madison-reed.com and get 10% off plus free shipping on your first color kit. Use code QUALITY. That's code QUALITY. Try it. Love it. That's the beauty of Madison Reed.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Gappel here, serial entrepreneur. I've been in business for over 30 years. During this time, I've experienced problems with money, vendors, customers, employees, fire, lawsuits, payroll, and much more. I know how hard it is to build and run a small business. I know that small business owners could use a helping hand. So I created Patriot Software to give small business owners an extremely simple and affordable way to do payroll for 1 to 100 employees. Our payroll starts at just $10 a month. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com. Accounting and payroll. Keep your time and money. Oh, oh, oh.
8:55 now. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, as we wind down the 8 o'clock hour, we have the rain, drizzle, wet pavement, some areas still. So just keep that in mind. Even when you see it up at speed, take it easy. We had one overturn on the ICC. That's been cleared. Maryland's Intercounty Connector west of 29, and those delays have cleared out. Now for the Beltway, we're still socked in here, heading from College Park into Silver Spring. Outer loop, inner loop in through College Park. Did clear out to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, so a nice ride there over the 14th Street Bridge, Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, Key Bridge into Georgetown. Still seeing that rush hour bogged down. 295 southbound with late delays with the crash near Benning Road. Slows you out of Chevrolet as a result. Update now sponsored by Davison Invention Services. Have an idea for a new product or app? Well, protect your idea. Learn how to bring it to the market. Call Davison for your free idea and invention. Get started, kid. 800-294-7417. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloudy and cool for us here today with a chance of showers, especially this morning. High 51. Cloudy overnight with a slight chance for a shower, upper 40s. Better chance of showers both Saturday and Sunday. 60 tomorrow, low 70s Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently at Reagan National, it's 42 degrees, 8:56 on WMAL.
The National Mall, the epicenter of American opinion.
I didn't suffer to have my constitution trampled on.
Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I'm glad that you're speaking your mind instead of just sticking to the talking point.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Decision makers, let WMAL help take your business to the next level. Don't wait. Get your message in front of Washington's most affluent, well-educated, and extremely loyal listening audience. To advertise with WMAL, visit WMAL.com/advertise. Nothing in the market offers better ROI. So connect with us and let's grow your business.
This is Chris Plant. Visit WMAL.com/advertise to partner with WMAL.
We're talking with Debbie Garcia, CEO of Your Home Now Mortgage. So what makes you different from all the other lenders?
Well, three things for sure. One, we eliminate the middleman.
you'll deal with us directly. Two, we're right here locally in the Tysons Corner area, and we're always in touch with you. We provide you live updates on the status of your loan so you know exactly when you're going to close.
And why is now a good time to refinance with YHN?
When you call us, there's no push one for this or three for that. You'll talk to a real person. Rates are really good, and this is important. We're not like the big banks. We'll work with you personally to make sure you'll get the best possible rate.
Any advice on the new tax laws?
Sure. If you want to take advantage of additional write-offs, an investment property is always a good idea. We offer a variety of investment products with great terms and competitive rates.
Your home now mortgage. Go to YHNmortgage.com. That's YHNmortgage.com. Or call 833-888-1669.
NMLS number 862539. Equal housing lender.
McMillan Sedation Dentistry started over a decade ago because I wanted to be able to provide dental care to those individuals who had a fear associated with previous dental experiences. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan, and we interact with these individuals a little differently, with much more of a TLC approach. The McMillan difference is empathy. My highly trained staff treats patients like members of their own family, and we strive to make our most fearful patients feel completely comfortable, whether it's taking a small pill to feel relaxed or sleeping through the entire procedure. McMillan Sedation Dentistry services range from comprehensive and cosmetic dentistry to teeth in a day. Whether it's a single tooth or full mouth reconstruction, these implants are the new standard of care for tooth replacement and denture stabilization. We can also tailor a treatment plan to fit your schedule and financial considerations. Isn't it time for you to smile easy? Call 703-503-9490. Online at SmileEasy.com. That's SmileEasy.com.
If you follow the automotive news, you know much of the talk is about mobility. And you also know that Michigan is where all the big ideas are coming from. Michigan is the epicenter for innovation, technology, and testing in mobility. Home to more than 75% of the nation's R&D spending and North America's only real-world testing facilities that allow research under all road and weather conditions. Learn more about how Michigan is changing the face of transportation at planetm.com.
All right, that's all they wrote. And meanwhile, CPAC barreling forward. The president already tweeting he's heading here. So he'll be here this morning. Give a nice big speech.
Very excited. And the room is already packed. There is not a seat in the house to see the president.
The line was long as we got here this morning. That goes to show you how popular this guy is. You know who else is popular? Chris Plant. He's here right now.
Hey, kids. Another day at CPAC. Another day in heaven. The president's coming by in a little while, huh?
Yes, he is. He's asking for you, actually, I heard.
Is he? He's looking for me?
Where's Chris Plant? I want to see him.
He's going to have to give me a call later. I'm back here at the studio. Hey, nothing to get to once again. Coming up.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 9. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. President Trump scheduled to speak at the Conservative Political Action Conference in about an hour.
The president comes here to a conference which has grown to mirror many of his issues and stances. But also, Mr. Trump faces the unexpected matter of gun violence and school protection that has occupied him for the past couple of days. The NRA is a key sponsor of this conference. Generally, though, Vice President Mike Pence set the table yesterday.
It's been a year of remarkable results. In a word, it's been a year of promises made and promises kept.
Bob Costantini, National Harbor, Maryland.
The Fairfax County School Board has voted unanimously to urge Congress and state legislatures to pass tougher gun laws. But the board rejected an effort by Board Member Elizabeth Schultz to open a broader discussion about school safety measures. Board Member Pat Hines explained.
What we did was to reject the following language in her motion. Discuss implementing full-time armed presence in all schools. Discuss the potential of incorporating full-time armed presence in all schools. More guns do not make us more safe.
The resolution passed last night does not call for any specific gun control measures. Meanwhile, the Florida high school that was the scene of last week's massacre is scheduled to reopen.
Today, teachers and staff return for the very first time. On Sunday, there is an orientation scheduled, and students are scheduled to return on Wednesday.
Correspondent Rosa Flores. Today's funeral for a fallen Prince George's County police officer won't be like other such funerals.
The service today for Corporal Mujahid Ramzadeh
drive-in at Dionette Center of America in Lanham will only last half an hour. Police Chief Hank Stawinski says there won't be a color guard presentation or a massive procession.
Because of the bounds of his faith and his beliefs, those aren't appropriate ways to honor him.
Stawinski is asking officers to create cordons along Route 133 and Bladensburg Road around 2 p.m.
to share in his passing and respect him.
A celebration of life will start at 3 at FOP Lodge 89. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Meanwhile, we're learning that the man who killed Corporal Ramzadin on Wednesday had been ordered by the courts to turn in his guns three times in the last 5 years. The Prince George's County Sheriff's Office had been trying for weeks to track down Glenn Tindall. While Team USA moved up in the medal count into fourth place in the women's figure skaters will come home with no individual medals, just their team bronze.
The women's figure skating competition ended without an American in the top three. It wasn't how Mirai Nagasu envisioned her Olympic performance, but she was still happy to have won a bronze with the team.
I feel like I've made history, like, for the United States of America, and I'm so proud of myself. I'm so proud of my country.
American spectators at the Gangnam Ice Arena were still supportive.
If they gave us our best, that's all we can ask as U.S. fans.
But it was Russians who were celebrating after two of their athletes won gold and silver.
It's excellent. It's an amazing feeling.
It's not yet clear whether Russians will be allowed to march under their flag at the closing ceremony. Steve Kastenbaum in Pyeongchang, South Korea.
A college football player from Howard County who was paralyzed in a New Year's Eve shooting has now died. 19-year-old Lawrence Aaron III of Columbia was shot at a party in Severn on New Year's Eve. Homicide detectives now asking anyone with information to call them. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 24,962, the NASDAQ at 72,10. Up next, traffic and weather on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com.
Chris Plant here. You've heard me talk about the 1010 IRA, which delivers 10% annual returns guaranteed for 10 years. Well, now is your last chance to take advantage of the 1010 IRA program. With 2017 being a banner year in the stock market, it's a smart time to do some profit-taking and roll a portion of your account into the 1010 IRA. Reduce stock market downside risk and lock in 10% annual returns guaranteed for the next 10 years. You may be wondering, how is that possible? With just one call to fiduciary advisor David Ahrens, you'll get all your questions answered. I've known David for years. Recently, he showed me the 1010 IRA program, and I was amazed. Call David now to have a free information packet on the 1010 IRA delivered to you. Call or text to 888-411-4130. That's 888-411-4130. Call or text to 888-411-4130.
Don't replace the carpets. Get a Zero Res clean and save. Book at ZeroResDC.com. 905.